Little Wing, written by Freya North and read by Sophia Engstrand. Sometimes Saturdays felt like Tuesdays, and Wednesdays could feel like Sundays, and Nell didn't mind that. She liked shift work. She didn't mind that her weekends were a movable feast. Invariably, whether she was working or not, she'd pop into the Chaffinch anyway, to double-check she wasn't really needed. Saturdays, after all, were filled by a different crowd. Dads came in, bewildered by what their kids were allowed to eat, while their offspring said, "Mummy definitely wants me to have the triple chocolate brownie with ice cream and double sprinkle." And Danny, bless him, always colluding. He'd figure out early on how dads tended to tip him very well, especially if he called them mate and clapped his hand on their shoulders. Also, at the weekends, teenagers lingered in small throngs, commandeering the tables at the back, dawdling over cappuccinos and eking out one toasty between the lot of them. That she was treated like a minor celebrity on her impromptu visits was a crucial antidote to how monotonous and quiet she found her time off could be. Just occasionally, though, when she wasn't needed and her flat was too still, too empty, she yearned to be far away from everything and everyone. But she didn't really know how to get there, nor where on earth that could be, anyway. On this particular Saturday, after she'd popped into the cafe and paid for a latte to go, Nell mooched up Trinity Street. She stopped by the archway, as she always did, to admire the Tudor splendour of Timperley's, and recalled how her mother would always tell her how it was built from an old ship's timbers, before going off on elaborate tangents about life on the high seas, telling the stories in a rustic pirate's voice which she'd then forget to switch off. The window display of a candy-coloured lopsided old building caught her eye, antiques and bric-a-brac enticing her to enter. It was cold, as if she needed an excuse to go inside. She loved this shop. She examined the Toby jug, wondering on whose shelf it had spent its lifetime with its benign stare. Nell wondered if anyone was missing him.
"Do you a good price?"
"Oh, sorry, I was just looking." Nell had long known that she was every shopkeeper's nightmare.
"Remind you of someone?"
She regarded the china face again. "I don't think so."
"I mean, someone who might have similar. Granny, mad uncle, bloke called Toby."
"No," Nell said. "Not in our family." She put a vague smile on her face and turned her attention to a shoebox crammed with a jangle of old keys.
"Bet some of those could unlock a story or two,"
the shopkeeper said. Nell nodded in an anodyne way, focusing on a basket bringing with balls of wool, so comfortingly soft despite lurid colours. She felt conflicted. It was the same every time. She felt she ought to buy something, not for herself, but for the shopkeeper. She never did. Her flat, though small, had space enough. But she let her enduring aversion to clutter govern her purse strings. And then, on a small table, which itself was for sale, Nell chanced upon the cups. They were laid out as if waiting to be filled. Some had cracks, some were tea-stained, and some had price stickers that were jaw-dropping. But Nell had spotted the one identical to her mother's, the commemorative coronation cup, with its bright blue, crenellated edging and gold detail.